855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. Let's go to Frank in New York. Frank?
Good evening. So how's everything up in Vermont?
Vermont?
It's New Hampshire, I swear.
New Hampshire. It's a Freudian slip.
What are you thinking about?
What, a Freud slip? So you were thinking about Vermont? What,
yeah, you know,
what's a Freudian slip?
I have to tell you, Vermont judges are far more liberal. I've been doing some research on, you know, civil rights issues and sort of, you know, for New Hampshire being the free state or the free state project state.
Yep.
Your judges are, like, really draconian and nasty.
I think the single best, sort of negative argument towards New Hampshire as the free state out there is that the judges in New Hampshire tend to be somewhat draconian and, compared to, say, Massachusetts and Vermont, it may very well be a true statement. However,
yeah.
I think there are many other governmental processes in New Hampshire which are superior to those states, so one shouldn't get myopic.
Absolutely. And also, you know, there's states where the judges are far worse, like in Pennsylvania, so
yep.
And Texas. So, I mean, you know, we really, it says something about this country. We don't have an even-handed approach to law or the judicial selection. We have grossly incompetent judges that couldn't even pass the bar exam now. And we shouldn't be surprised because they're basically political appointees. And if they're not political appointees, you vote for them. So in a sense, the vote by the members in the community make it a political appointee as well, through elections. But what I wanted to talk about tonight was the fact that on Friday, when we had the when I called, I guess, last time regarding the Middle East and Palestine going forward with their petition for statehood or nationhood in the UN, I wanted to say that, you know, my comments about Benjamin Netanyahu have been proven true. I mean, yesterday he announced that they will be building 1,100 to 1,600 new apartments in the illegally occupied East Jerusalem.
Hmm.
And all of the talk about peace is just political nonsense. And I think it's essential right now for the United States sort of to support the Palestinian state, as Ron Paul has stated recently regarding the question about Palestinian statehood, that he's offended by the fact that our State Department president are going to veto that in the Security Council. So in a sense, I think we have to be aware of that, and if we really believe in freedom, it has to be provided everywhere. And in Israel, over 75% of the Israeli citizens want a two-state solution. They want a Palestinian state, and they want a sovereign state that can negotiate with Israel as an equal. And the current status prevents that from happening. And that's basically all I wanted to say, that we have to we're willing to overthrow all sorts of regimes with the prospect of a false peace. And I think maybe what the U.S. should start to think about, or American Jewry should start to think about right now, is maybe we need regime change in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. And I think that's a good place to start now. We need an Israeli freedom of spring. And as you can see over the last month and a half, the 700,000 young people that have taken to the streets over issues of housing, employment, the economic situation, shows that, you know, that's something that the young Israelis are actively pursuing. And basically,
Frank,
that's all I wanted to say tonight.
Do you think that,
for everyone.
Okay, thanks, Frank. Do you want to answer a question?
Yes.
Okay, great. Do you think that a Republican had been in office, that they would have stood in the way of this and vetoed?
Yes,
absolutely,
because AIPAC dictates the policy regarding the State Department and the executive and the Senate and the Congress regarding the Middle East. And it's time to say we're an independent nation. We're going to pursue our own foreign policy agenda. And, you know, that's basically it. We have to free ourselves from not only the corporate self-interest, but the foreign self-interest that have the opportunity with the political action committees to dominate the legislative process in this country. And I think Americans are going to demand that very soon. And, you know,
Frank,
I think now's the time to support you know, Palestinian statehood and allow for peace to occur in the Middle East. God
Frank,
knows it's
hasn't the settlement, yeah, right. Hasn't the settlement building been going on constantly since,
yes,
and it's since they've been signing
that? The UN,
yes.
And it's in violation of international law, and it's in violation of all of the laws. But it's interesting, you know, Israel's the only nation in the UN that doesn't have specific borders that define the country, and they
right.
also don't have a constitution that defines the country. Every country in the UN has that. So what might happen in the future if Netanyahu, Likud, and Kadima decide to play this sort of nasty draconian game, they may not be considered states in the UN. They may not be a state entity or a national entity, and that's something
that
I think they're too
It doesn't look like it's going
to
happen anytime soon. I mean,
well, the point is, all you need is the vast majority to do that. And the way I see the future happening with the debt crisis is that China will be replacing the United States in the Security Council over the next 12 years. So when you have China dominating the Security Council and many of the nations that it does business with, in a sense, you may see a complete change. And then the United States will be impotent to affect any support or change policies for the benefit of Israel. And, you know, that is something that you think about. Israel should be an independent nation. It shouldn't be dependent upon a foreign country to solve their problems and pay for their finances, which is what the United States has been doing for 64 years.
Certainly.
And it's time for American Jews to come up and to say that. And as a Jew myself, I believe that has to be done. And we have to take our principles very seriously. All too often, the synagogues and the Jews in America have been just quiet, wanting to sit back on their hands and let the Zionist organizations make the decisions. But I think right now it's a situation whereby we can see that the Zionist organizations really can't be objective, and they're becoming very dangerous, not only with the Jewish community, but with the Palestinian community and the world community. And there will come a time when the world will say, we don't have to deal with Israel. And when that happens, it'll be tragic. And I don't want that to happen. So it's time for Israel to wake up, and let's get the Israelis to effect regime change. Get rid of Kadima and get rid of Likud and start a new party that's going to demand, as David Ben-Gurion had stated in three cables to Harry S. Truman, that Israel would have a written constitution within 3 years, and that still hasn't happened. And that was over 64 years ago. So let's be honest. Let's with this new year of Rosh Hashanah and the High Holy Days coming up, Yom Kippur, let us start to reexamine the situation and demand peace. You know, we really need that in the world at this moment. We don't need a nation, specifically Israel, threatening nuclear retaliation with nuclear weapons on Iran for their nuclear program that's completely illegal, whereby Israel has an illegal nuclear program that doesn't need any of the international requirements, and we know that. And it's
okay,
time,
Frank, what there's no incentive for the powers that be in Israel to change the status quo. They're getting free money from the United States.
It's time to cut off that money.
I agree with you. Frank, hold on. Slow down.
You know.
Slow down. You're not the only one on the radio right now. All right.
I'm sorry.
Yes, please give us a chance to talk.
Well, it's a passionate subject.
Of course it is. But what I'm saying is that it's got to be a grassroots thing. It's got to be the people that, you know, the downtrodden and the people that aren't in power, the people that aren't in these political parties, that aren't in the military in Israel, that also work towards this end. It can't just be the United States. It takes two to tango in this instance. And I think, you know, if that sort of idea is propagated among the youth of Israel and the United States, and you see stuff like Occupy Wall Street going on, and that sort of push towards ending this financial game we're playing across, you know, the seas with Israel, and then the terrorism that's going on with you know, the other financial markets and manipulating them. I think that's the way to go. But the status quo in Israel, the powers that be, they're not going to change. They're not going to stop building settlements. They're not going to do anything.
And
because
so the American money that pays for the building of the settlement ceases to exist, and then
I would love for that to happen. I would love for that to happen.
It's going to have to stop. It's going to have to stop because ultimately the United States in May of 2009, Barack Obama paid for the Operation Cast Lead. We gave $33 billion to cover Israel's cost of the genocide of the Palestinians in Gaza, and that's an obscenity.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
You know, we all have a lot of feelings, but it's really important for us to understand that we are a lot more than just feelings. We have feelings, but we should not let them have us. They're only one part of our being. We are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. Those feelings are part of our soul. We need to learn how to be led by the Holy Spirit, which is a deeper part of us than the soul, which is a more exterior part of us. Our emotions like to ebb and flow like ocean waves. They're up and they're down. They're here today. They're gone tomorrow. You can go to bed feeling one way, wake up feeling another totally different way. So surely you can understand how important it is to own your feelings and not let them own you. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advanced work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, molly gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies and more. Or check us out online at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's up to you. The phone lines are open. Call in. Sound Wisdom's SG1 solar-powered generating system can give you the basics in an emergency or be expanded to handle your whole house. It'll take a 25-foot cubic freezer, that's the really, really big ones, completely off the grid, And you probably can take a regular freezer, you know, a regular sort of stand-up freezer, a refrigerator, and maybe the well pump or something like that, also completely off the grid. So not only are you, you know, you have a solar backup or a generating system, just like every other generating system out there, but this one's working for you all the time, paying back the money that the other ones wouldn't be paying back at all. This is a great system. It's simple to use. They'll give you lots of education. The education starts immediately upon you calling them. You can get the number. Go to freetalklivesolar.com. That's freetalklivesolar.com. I recommend this system. Let's go to John in West Virginia. John?
Yes. On the Israel-Palestinian issue, I cannot defend the Israeli position on many terms. But I cannot support the Palestinian issue based on one thing. They don't even have enough sovereignty within themselves to say, okay, we have the authority to negotiate with you, when half of their coalition government says that Israel doesn't have the right to exist and their only purpose in life is to destroy Israel. As long as that's the case, it's like two rabid dogs in a cage and say, oh, we're going to have peace between them.
It makes it very tough, but I mean, what would be the difference between them being free to set up their own state as opposed to being vetoed by the United States? What would be the difference between them being free to set up their own state and being divided on what they wish to do with Israel and not being free to? I mean, what's the difference there?
Oh, the only real difference is, as we said flat out all along, that we have a history of supporting Israel, and that we whatever. That may be, our government has determined it's in our best interest to support Israel, and for us to acknowledge, to pretend any different is being a hypocrite.
Well, I mean, it's true that the United States government have decided that supporting Israel is good. I don't know that it's in our best interest. There's no evidence the United States government does anything in the best interest of its citizens.
I'm just saying, I'm not saying right or wrong one way or the other. I'm just saying we can't have hypocrisy within our own thing, saying we're not on Israel's side. We are on Israel's side.
I am not on Israel's side. I am not.
The United States government tends to be.
The average citizen probably is not. A lot of people see the hypocrisy. I'm retired military, and I can tell you military guys are the most questioning about our own policies, and people don't realize it, but some of your co-hosts and some of your guests of prior military, they know we... The military guys, we question what we're questioning our orders all the time. We just follow because we took an oath.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the oath was to defend the Constitution. It's difficult to know, what a constitutional order is.
Yeah, you know, the funny part is, in the military, they don't talk about the Constitution except when you say that oath. In my experience, there was very, very little talk about anything constitutional at all.
Well, yeah, we're here to defend democracy, not practice it. Isn't that what they always tell us?
Yeah, exactly. You're here to follow orders, and it's all about authoritarian control.
And that's really what it's about, following orders.
No, that's what you take that same concept from an individual standpoint with you and your military interaction, and you expand that same concept up to the state. Now, the problem that a lot of individuals have within the power structure is they want a state to deal with in the Palestinian area. They want one authoritarian regime to deal with so they can have one contact point. Say, listen, you better do it our way.
Exactly. And I had a friend once when I was in the military that was always, he was always beating the drum about the Palestinian Jews. I said, look, if you're living in a country that you are not recognized as a full-fledged citizen, that you as an individual have no hope of ever being the prime minister of, you are a second-class citizen, therefore you're going to fight the authority. And that's what the Palestinians that live among Israeli rule live with. So there will never be a point in time when they can say, okay, we are your brothers. As long as they can't be equal brothers in that land, there's going to be conflict.
Well, there's been a lot of movements towards the peace process among individuals in between Israel and Palestine, and I think they're getting a lot of traction. It's frankly their leaders that are the biggest problem.
The people
that claim to be the leaders, and I would agree with you entirely, John. I don't disagree with anything you've just said there. But, you know, these are the folks that they're vying for power, they're vying for land, and you know.
They must seem strong by having a strong stance on Palestine, and they have to... Those people in the military and the military-industrial complex that occurs within, you know, Israel, just like the United States, they have a lot of pull because they spend a lot of money. and that money gets jobs, that money pays taxes, and it gets through the economy and gets to campaign financing and funding and whatnot, and expensive dinners and extravagant vacations. So the money talks in Israel just like it talks in the United States. It's no different. They're just the same human beings we are, and the ideas that they hold on to, their policies are much the same as here. Any sort of authoritarian regime which colludes with the businesses is going to have the same sort of model of fascist sort of tyranny over the their lands and the people around them and the areas and all that. Anywhere they can extend their power, they will do it.
John?
Exactly. Do you have a second for me to change the subject a little bit?
Sure.
The cantaloupe and listeria.
Yes.
Is that not a prime example of government control of an industry not allowing the individual farmer's market to come in and support the local people and provide wholesome food?
Yeah, they'll use whatever excuse they can to separate people from their food.
Exactly, but yet, now that it's controlled by some, I don't know which company, but basically, I don't know if they're ADM or somebody else that out there controls that particular line. Now we've got 17 deaths with more on the way because of the incubation period because of one. These melons come from one farm 1,000 miles away, but yet if I turn around and try to have a roadside stand and I don't have the right permits or the right whatever, they come down to me harder than coming down on a crack house.
You're absolutely right, and this is a warning to people. Look, wash your produce,
right?
And that's always good advice. I mean, that's how one can handle this themselves. But you know, the fact is that if you can get food from your local farmers, you know where it came from. This is how we live at my house. I mean, we grow our own food. We grow some of our own food. We buy it from local farmers and get our milk from local farmers and beef from local farmers and things like that. So, to me, this is a very important issue because this is how I live my life.
I think this is an example of how governments affect and create monopolies by requiring a permitting system so you can sell your produce. You know, it just makes it easier for the Monsantos who can buy permits like by the dozens.
Sure.
Not only can they buy them by the dozens, but they'll probably get them for free by colluding with some donation here or knowing the right person and blah, blah, blah.
Yes, and just intended to create a cartel.
Exactly.
Well, it comes down to the one thing is the government wants economic transactions to be taxed as a means of control. And they take a look at poverty based on economic transaction and not on well-being.
Yep, that must be true.
You live next to me and you trade back and forth. And
John, thanks for the call. I gotta let you go. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Life Before the Collapse. Final LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, Final LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
On 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, that's our toll-free call-in line brought to you by SACL CAI. You can give us a call on it. It's 1-855-450-3733. And SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. So if you've got a company that needs some, try something new in the area of collections, try SACL CAI. Big sponsors of Free Talk Live, been doing it for a very long time, and we appreciate them. We appreciate the principal over there, Jason Osborne. It's SACL CAI. Check out freetalklive.com. We offer all kinds of things there for you, including listening options. We're not just on 110 great radio stations and XM and free to air satellite, but we're also on the live stream at freetalklive.com. We've got podcasts going back for 5 years for free. The webcam at cam.freetalklive.com, and listen lines. You can actually listen on your telephone. We give you numbers, and all you have to do is check it out at listen.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Caleb in St. Louis, Missouri. Caleb.
Hey, guys. That's just kind of ironic. I was talking about the protest having all these different diverse groups, some of them seemingly opposed, talking about some of the same things. And I think of this paper in St. Louis, it's Progressive Populist. Journal from America's Heartland. It is hardcore liberal socialist pamphlet newspaper here. But along with the I find terrifying agenda of, you know, giving away your rights to the government and making them take care of you because it's your right, a lot of stuff in here is pretty much the same as us. It makes sense. They're attacking corruption. They're attacking, my favorite article is one attacking Monsanto Seed Company, which I think is the most dangerous company in the world right now. And it just, I mean, I'll mail it to you guys. I'll go to the website and find out your address, and I'll mail you a copy.
Okay.
It's just ironic that there's so much in here that they get right. It's a fundamental thing because it still believes in Santa Claus. I i.e. the federal government, his role is to take care of us. Other than that, they're not really that much different than us.
There's a lot, you know, the far left and those that, you know, believe in liberty have a lot in common. It's absolutely true. Many of the things that those on the far left point out, they're pointing out a lot of things that are not getting pointed out by the mainstream media, and it's extraordinarily important, and I think that much is true. Their solutions seem to be, if we could only wrest the power of government again away from those bad people,
right,
we could finally keep it for ourselves, and we wouldn't do anything bad, I promise.
No, Frodo,
we would only do good things.
Give me the ring, Frodo. I think I could do a better job. Destroy it. Don't destroy it, Frodo. I think I could do something
I
good
must
with
have
it.
My precious.
Yes, give me it. But I think you're...
The ring of power will always corrupt.
That's right. But there are a lot of things, and I think it comes down to a lot of the people on the liberal stance or that viewpoint, or individuals that self-identify as such, they think about the little guy. And when you think about the little guy or the poor person, you get down to thinking about the individual. And it's when you start thinking about individual rights that you come upon the same sort of conclusions that libertarians and anarchists can come upon, which is that, you know, all rights are inherently individualistic. They're all based on the individual, and they're very natural and very simplistic. And once again, like Mark was stating, you know, their solutions aren't exactly the right ones, but I think those sorts of individuals are a lot easier to persuade and to talk to. When you're already halfway there, when you're already thinking about individual rights, then making the correlation between how government only suppresses rights, it can't protect rights because it has to take them away first.
Right.
So it's just smacks of a lack of understanding.
It's a sort of a shell game with
yes.
rights. You know, it's that three card Monty of rights. Well, we'll give you one here, we'll take one away there. Caleb?
Yeah, the thing that scares me is they don't value their own God-given or Scientologist-given, whatever, right to manifest their own destiny. They will trade it for a Snickers bar. It just has no value to them. I mean, they don't even get upset about giving up their rights, and that to me just is scary.
It's not their rights they're concerned about. It's yours. You know, they're generous with your money.
So everybody's rights. That's like, I don't believe in the death penalty. And I believe, I mean, personally, I think pedophiles have the right to be taken up behind a courthouse and shot. Unfortunately, his rights are the same as my rights and your rights. We all have the same rights. Therefore, can't legally do that. I mean, they don't understand that to give away their own rights, they're giving away everybody's rights. If they're going to take somebody else's rights, I mean, it's all the same rights. You know, we're all human. So they can't, there is no, you know, get rights for us, but take away from someone else. You take away from someone else, you take away from yourself, too.
Yeah, that's what it all boils down to. You know, when you advocate for the, you know, for one person, the tyranny over one person, you're advocating for tyranny over all. And I'm not saying that I don't think that people that commit, you know, violent crimes against other people deserve punishment or, you know, that should make good for their victims and should be separated from society and things like that. I think that there's an argument to be had for that. But, you know, just the bloodlust that seems to accompany, you know, folks, when you talk about things like murder and pedophilia and that kind of thing, it gets very dangerous very quickly.
Yeah, very emotional, and that's definitely where the logical portion of the brain just cannot continue to function, because the emotional aspects of your human being just override any sort of logic that you could have had. Until you calm down and start to think about things, then you're sort of in a mode of reactionary fight or flight. But
right.
I think,
well, I don't know. I didn't mean to change the subject to the death penalty. I just don't think it's the government's job to kill somebody. I think,
well, some individuals
dead bad enough, you do it yourself and face the consequences. You don't let the government murder, you know, a convict for you. If you want them dead, you got to go do it. To give the government that power, you know, it gives the government to come and kill you, and I don't think they deserve that right.
Caleb, thanks for the call. 855. 450-FREE, SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You know, it's interesting, the parallels between sort of the far left and the liberty movement, and I think that Caleb, you know, rightly pointed out that many of the same problems, they all point out that, I guess, the liberty movement and the left look at a lot of the same problems, and they just have some different solutions.
I think part of it is certain individuals do want someone to look out for them. They simply don't want the personal responsibility that comes with being a free person. And they feel that other individuals ought not have that responsibility either because of any variety of circumstances and variables and socioeconomic situations. I think it's also, in my estimation, my personal estimation, that the philosophy of the far left in some of their social programs just smacks of laziness, in that they can go out and they can help people. They can help the socioeconomic status of the people around them by donating time and energy and maybe starting local groups that help people, but that takes effort.
It's
that
interesting.
It takes money.
People that self-identify as conservative give more money to charities than people who self-identify as liberal. And this is interesting to me. Now, I don't consider myself to be a conservative by any stretch of the imagination, but what it says to me is that liberals believe the government should take care of that, and conservatives believe it's their responsibility. And I think as long as there's this divide in the nation where liberals and conservatives, we're right, they're wrong, whatever the side is you pick, that you're never going to see peace, because it's a war between these two sides trying to figure out who's going to be in charge. And they're never going to be in charge because people, you know, as they both have some bad ideas.
Right.
And as they use these bad ideas on each other, then, you know, the other side can exploit their bad ideas until we all get the, you know, similar ideas as far as liberty goes. You're going to see.
Yes.
Because conservatives believe the government can solve problems in certain areas, and liberals believe the government can solve problems in certain areas. Both of them have been proven wrong over and over again.
Both ideologies are based on the one-size-fits-all scenario,
yep,
where they can make one law that makes everything fixed and everything
work. Things the way we say.
When in fact, they can't. And the idea of a multi-sort of modeled landscape of communities that have different laws or different structures of government, that's the way that it needs to go, so that individuals can find that sort of situation that they want or desire. If individuals want safety nets, we could have just private industries create safety nets, and you could have competing safety nets where, oh, you get sick, you get hurt, you get retired, whatever. You can have a safety net from this company that has these benefits, or the safety net from this company that has these benefits.
Could happen. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. You might be able to slip a call in from you. 855-450-3733. Got a little story here, though, that, to some extent, it sounds kind of shrill and preachy, but at the same time, I think that it points out an important issue. Apparently, Wisconsin judges had something to do with the This is the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, this fellow named Zeneker here, that there is no fundamental right to own a cow or consume its milk. Am I making myself clear? So he goes on.
Wait, what?
Well, from what it looks like is that the judge is complaining that this case is presented poorly, but I think that's kind of, that excuse can be used into the future. Let me read this article. These raw milk proponents advocating teach, teach, teach may want to enroll Wisconsin Judge Patrick J. Felder in their class in the kindergarten section. In response to a request from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, the judge issued a clarification of his decision last week regarding his assessment of the constitutionality of food rights. The judge expanded on his original statement that such constitutional issues are wholly without merit. There is apparently no constitutional right to own a cow or to drink its milk. He explained that the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund arguments were extremely underdeveloped. As an example, he said the plaintiff's use of the Roe v. Wade abortion rights case as a precedent does not explain why a woman's right to have an abortion translates to a right to consume unpasteurized milk. This court is unwilling to declare that there is a fundamental right to consume the food of one's choice without first being presented with more significantly developed arguments on both sides of the issue. Gee, I thought that both had to do with the rights to decide on what to do with one's body. I think that makes perfectly good sense.
Yes.
It's your body or it isn't, and you should be able to consume what you wish, and, you know, you should decide whatever, whether... I frankly don't think that the Roe versus... I'm not on the side of the Roe versus Wade debate in this case. I do not think that... I think that people have responsibility for their actions.
I don't think there's any rights. I don't think there's anything that gives you natural or otherwise. It gives you rights to own anything. The rights are simply like you have a right to your life, liberty, and property. There isn't a whole lot more there. There isn't a right to a job. There isn't a right to health care. There isn't a right to owning a cow. There isn't a right to doing anything. You own yourself. You own your body. You can put whatever you want in your body because it's yours. And if that means you want to eat beef, then fine. You have every opportunity to eat beef, but you don't have a right. It's not like someone's supposed to sit there and make sure you get your daily portion of beef.
Well, what he said is, no, the plaintiffs do not have a fundamental right to a right to own or use a dairy cow or a dairy herd. So I think you have the right to own one.
Well, I just want to differentiate between having a right to do something and then having a right, sort of like a law against something. It's like there's no right to own a cow, but there's also no practical law or reason why there shouldn't be someone having the capability of owning a cow.
Well, there's a right if you, if you believe in the idea of private property, then you believe in the right to own things, right?
Sure.
And so if you can own things, then you can own cows.
Sure.
At this point in life, we have not decided, in human evolution, we have not decided that animals are sentient beings. And
I agree with you. The principle I'm saying is simply that it's just too precise. For me, for my philosophy, mm-hmm. my philosophy saying, to have a right to own a specific item in a specific a status or whatever situation? No. You have a right to property, sure. If you want to count that property as a cow or milk, whatever, that's fine. But I think...
If you own a cow, do you have the right to consume its milk?
Yeah, you have a right to do whatever you want
with
that cow.
He says you don't.
Well, he's a guy wearing a dress. I mean, come on, really. How much pull does this guy really have in life? I'm not talking about the legal system.
I long for
I'm
the day that
life.
Men wearing other dresses will have the same rights over their own lives as these guys wearing these black muumuus.
Well, let me tell you, nutty folks come out of Wisconsin. Firsthand, I can tell you that.
You have to wonder if maybe the regulators are getting a tad uncomfortable with the rulings coming from the nation's judiciary on food rights. Many of these individuals, biases as they are against raw milk, dabble in farming to some extent or grew up on farms, and this judge has gone way beyond what many of them have come to assume, that everyone has the right to own a cow and consume its milk, even in places that ban raw milk sales. There's nearly always a provision in state law that allows anyone who owns a cow to have the right to consume its milk.
Well, what I would do in my own sort of ideology and philosophy is, instead of saying that we have a right to own a specific item, which to me is goes along with the whole gay marriage thing and a right to there's a right to marriage, right? There's a right to this. It doesn't have to be a gay marriage or black marriage or oriental marriage, whatever. It's just marriage. It's the same way with owning property.
And the state shouldn't be involved in it at all.
Yeah. So my thing is, why don't you attack what right does the state have to restrict your ownership of this item? That's where I would pursue it. Instead of saying, we have a fundamental right to this, and that.
This judge clearly believes that anything that you don't have a right to, the state has a right to regulate. And he believes you don't have a right to own a cow or consume its milk. You do own it.
Well, then he should retire.
Well, he's not going anywhere. And I understand vaguely understand the point that you're making here. And, you know, rights are a funny concept. To me, they're a function of ownership. So if I have if I own my car, I have the right to drive it. You don't own my car, so you don't have the right to drive it.
Okay.
I may give you the privilege to drive my car, but that is up to me.
It's a privilege, not a right.
Right. So, I mean, it's all about ownership. And therefore, if, for instance, you talk about the right to bear arms, I have the right to defend, I have the right to buy things because I have the right to exchange the fruits of my labor with somebody else who has the right to do the same. And, you know, so I can buy a tool. If I want to use that tool to defend myself, my, you know, life, then I have the right to do that. However, when you're talking about, say, the right to clean water or the right to schooling or these kind of things,
right.
I want clean water and I want education for my son. I want these things. But when you claim that somebody has a right to them, then you're talking about the sort of positive right.
Yes.
You know,
that's my point right there in saying you don't have a right to a cow and fresh and raw milk, because then all of a sudden, next thing you know, everybody's saying, well, where's my cow? If I have a right to a cow and fresh milk, I want my cow.
540
my
acres
cow?
And a mule.
Yeah.
Where's it at? So, you know, these... But if somebody's polluting my water that I own,
yes.
Then I have the right to have... You know, for instance, there's some bad water
claim.
Out there.
Yes.
There's bad water out there. I don't have a right to somebody to have to pay to clean my water up. But if somebody's polluting my water... I have the right to make a claim against that person. They need to make me whole because they're polluting my water. So there's, you know, sort of different sides of this. My child, I'm going to educate, and I have the right, I believe I have the right to educate him in whatever manner I wish, but I don't have a hold over you. You shouldn't have to pay to educate my child.
Right.
I mean, why would you? You're not paying to feed my dog. You're not paying to put, you know, grain out for my chickens.
And
why
I shouldn't have to pay for you to have a cow and raw milk either. Just like I shouldn't have to pay to restrict you from having a cow or raw milk.
This is so. It's a right to own a cow, not a right to have a cow.
Okay. To own a.
I get where you're coming from.
Okay, from that standpoint, then yes, I would say that people do have a right to own a cow because they have a right to own property, as you said in the beginning argument you made.
Yeah. So he says that you do not have a fundamental right to own or use a dairy cow. I guess you don't have a right to somebody else's dairy cow. So according to the judge's interpretation of Wisconsin law and the original decision, not only a license holder or individual has a bona fide ownership interest in the milk producer can make milk available. The judge added his own interpretation. Finally, it is clear from their motion to clarify that the plaintiff still fail to recognize that they are not merely attempting to enforce their right to own a cow and board it at a farm. Instead, plaintiffs operate a dairy farm. And as this court already said in its decision and order, if plaintiffs want to continue to operate their dairy farm, they must do so in a way that complies with the laws of Wisconsin. So you can own a cow if we tell you you can own a cow. You can have a farm if we tell you you can have a farm.
Right.
And this is what it's come down to
and it's
in
not
the freest
just,
country on earth,
right.
Supposedly.
It's not just a farm or cow. You can own the king's cow if you have permission, and you can have a farm on the king's land with permission. That's
it's
what
kind of,
it is.
It's kind of interesting. They used to have the king's forest where you couldn't hunt unless you had permission from the king. And then you could go hunt. And this is, you know, this is the license that government has always been giving out. And the Constitution says something about not giving out titles of nobility or something like this. These titles of nobility are essentially licenses from the state that gave people the ability to do things. And that's what a license, you know, that's what a license is. It's
paying
permission.
Property taxes is a license to the state for that land usage.
Yeah, it's rent on a piece of land.
Yeah.
And, it goes way back to the lord and serf situation where serfs paid quitrents in order to live on the lord's land. And that's really what it comes down to with property taxes. And frankly, now the serfs can't even own cows unless the lord says it's okay.
That's right.
Your freedoms are going away.
Yeah. Do something about it.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. You can find us in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We're on 7 days a week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.